next speaker, we have Lenny H. from the Novana area. And his, topic is Higher One Experience.
Hello, family. My name is Lenny. I'm an addict. And following these two ladies, I want to say, I'm going to sit down and say thanks for letting me share. Boy, this has been a wonderful meeting. This has been a wonderful meeting. And I'm glad I'm here. You know, I want to start off by saying there's some wonderful energy that's going on in here. And it's always good to come to a convention. And I want to say that whatever you do this weekend, don't let nobody spoil your joy. Whatever you do this weekend, don't misplace on nobody. You know what I mean? Whatever you do this weekend, enjoy yourself. And don't do nothing for an excuse to say you're an addict. Because a lot of us do that. You know what I mean? So I want to start off by saying I'm grateful, you know, and I'm thankful for being here today. You know, this has been a wonderful journey for me. And as I sat down and, you know, I listened to Rhonda and Margie, you know, we before we sat up here, we went in a corner to pray. And there was some nervous energy, but I know, you know, through God that he'll just send it on out there. So that's all you have to do is depend on him. You know, I want to say about, you know, experiences, you know, it's hard-won experiences. You know, and I'm thinking about when Mike P. called me, I was in the middle of doing some reading on the third step when I answered the phone. And so I'm big on prayer and meditation through the struggles and the trials and tribulations I've been through in recovery. So I'm going to give you some experiences in recovery. You know what I mean? To tell you that, you know, in the area I come from, you know, I'm looked at, you know, that popularity thing, you know, and people like you, you know, because, you know, you got a good attitude and all that's good. But God told me to tell y'all tonight that, Lenny, you're not that wonderful. You're not that wonderful, you know. In the recesses of your mind, you think you are, but you're not that wonderful. You know, you're wonderfully made, you know, and through me you can do a lot of things, but you're not that wonderful. So I was like, why do you want to download that in me to share, you know? And so he talked to me in whispers because I got a real strong relationship with my God, you know. And so when he whispers, you know, he's put in things that I really don't like for him to bring up. And I was in California about 2 months ago, and I came outside early one morning, and God said, because I didn't prepare for this. You know, I tell God, you just have your way with me. I pray, you know, and say, you have your way. And so God started downloading stuff in me and said, well, you remember when you had your clothing store and you was hustling and you was neglecting your family in the sake of getting money for your family, and you had I had a truck, an ice cream truck, and I was so busy trying to make money, and Christmas had came, and I had merchandise and I had money, but I forgot to give my wife a present. So I got a sweatsuit off my truck and called myself wrapping it up and giving it to my wife. And my wife looked at the sweatsuit and she shook her head. She said, I know you ain't trying to give me this. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I'm saying that, you know, he started just downloading stuff that I was doing, you know, neglecting my family, you know, in the sake of money. Because, see, finances, if you know me, finance is a big thing in my life. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, so I think. You know what I mean? And I get some good ideas, you know, and I run on my ideas. But I got I got two ladies in my life, you know, that as much as I pray, you know, I never prayed with my wife and my child. Now, people ask me to write prayers for them because they think I'm spiritual. So I'm a praying dude. And my wife would ask me to pray with her and I wouldn't pray with her. So God say, if you don't, then I'm going to deny you all the things of your desires. So she said one night, she said, I want you to pray for me in the morning before I go to work. So, I said, okay. But, I grudgingly ain't do it that day. So then I came back and I did it the next day. And I started praying over her, before she go to work. And I do the same thing for my daughter when I can reach her, you know what I'm saying? So, but when I started doing this, I seen the whole change in my family. I seen the change in the love that I was receiving. I seen the change in me. And then before she asked me to pray for her, God started downloading prayers in me. He said, and I asked God, I said, make me a better husband, father, and friend. I said, give me the strength of Samson, the wisdom of Solomon, and the courage of David. He started downloading prayers in me and things for me to say as I continue to meditate, on my experiences. And so when Mike said something about hard-won experiences, God say, share your experiences clean. Don't share nothing that you did in the past. Share the stuff you did when you was in recovery. And those are some of the things that I used to do in the name of money. I used to neglect my family. So Margie mentioned this about, because I wasn't coming here neither until Mike called me. Because the last time I went to a convention, see, this is what experiences is. You're supposed to learn from your experiences. And when you don't, if you're like me, you get obstinate. And you think God has put favor on your life, and then you play with the favor. And then God will start taking things from you to say that you're not the one. I give you favor because I know what's in your heart. But if you don't be obedient, I'll strip you from now on. I'll strip you, So I start listening. I've always listened, but I never obeyed. So I started listening to what he was telling me. And then I start practicing it. And then my life start changing, it's a powerful thing when you start communing with God and you start being obedient to his words. NA, I have to always be grateful for NA introducing me to the principles to find out who I am. Because I didn't know who I was. I thought I was a black Italian when I came in here. I used to kiss my boys on the cheek, because I thought I was getting money, all that kind of stuff. Just a perpetrator, a fraud. I was just sick of myself, So, God started, putting some things in me, and he said, man, you's a good dude. That's all you got to do is stay obedient. I'm going to give you what you want. I see what you're doing, the program has set up a set of principles and traditions that you really can't lose if you go about, studying them. You get your sponsor and you sit down with your sponsor and you go over these steps. You're gonna get elevated. God gonna take you to another level, believe me. But what happens is with me, I went through a cycle of steps and I started getting enlightened, and God started doing things in my life that I was kind of like, I knew I could do it, but I didn't really believe it. And then as I continued to do it and I continued to practice the principles, I started reaching a higher awareness in my thinking. And so now it's like he gave me this realm of steps and traditions, and steps take you to higher levels. God take you to higher dimensions. Steps is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Steps is ongoing, is high, but God give you dimensions. You'll reach things and people that you can't even dream of reaching. He'll download stuff in you and you'll start working on it and going out to get it, and sure enough happen, it start laying in your lap. I'm telling you what he'll do. He's done it for me. And he say, stop saying that word chasing, Lenny. You got to provide for your family. See, chasing put a negative spin on it. You know what I mean? So he told me to stop saying that, and because I have a couple of businesses, and so the things that I do, it keeps me away from my house. But God told me to tell everybody, you know, because the last time I was here, this is what I was going to share. The last time I was here, I came here with a friend of mine's and my wife and a friend of hers that had a cabin down here. So I spent my recovery with the friend, and my wife's been recovering with her friend. See, that was an experience I had last time I was here. We slept in the same bed, but when we rolled out in the morning, I went with a buddy of mine, and she went with a buddy of hers. I come back here 10 years later, I'm with my wife. See, so God has showed me what he's going to do for me anyway. You know what I mean? I didn't have a clue that I was going to come down here, but I made sure if I come down here this year, I was going to come down here with her. You know what I mean? So, and that's my prayer. My prayer is for me to be a better husband, father, and friend. You know, and when I do those things and practice those things, I become a better man. You know, my life is relatively simple. You know, I don't deal with a lot of that nonsense. I don't have a lot of nonsense around me. I just don't. You know, life is too short. I just don't have it. I won't tolerate it. You know what I mean? I don't like that negative energy. You know, I don't like it. You know, so this is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm really overwhelmed. You know, I'm overwhelmed because each and every time I get around people like us, it just does something to my spirit because I know where we come from. You know what I mean? I know where I come from. You know, all I want to do is live a peaceful life. You know, I want to live a joyous life. I want to live a life, man, that when I'm gone, people are going to say, man, this was a hell of a dude. And more so that God will be pleased and smile and say, well done. You know what I mean? Because I never knew. When I came around here, I came into a counseling field. I had a sponsor that was a counselor. But I was working in the recreation department. But NA enhanced that through the principles. And then God started showing me where I can work. So from being a counselor and an entrepreneur, I started doing things in the community for the kids and my community. So now we're on our 10th year of a big festival we call the One Love Festival. One love. One love. We all, it's one love. When we come together, it's one love. You know what I mean? So he started downloading stuff for me to do. I ran for city council one year. I'm a crap player. I sell dope. You know what I mean? I ruin communities. You know? Yeah, that's what I do. I ruin communities. You know what I mean? But God will change all that around once you start getting your life together. You know? And I was listening to these ladies. And I was saying, man, this is a powerful thing. Because, you know, it was some jittery going on in the beginning. But when they got to this mic, they set it on fire. Because I knew it was God working. You know, it was God working. You know, it's a lot of things, man, that I was thinking about the word hard. If you look at the word hard in the dictionary, it'll give you 21 definitions. I say, man, this is something. I got my vision of hard, or the interpretation of what I think hard is, but every time I read one, it was talking about me. I found something in there that talked about being hard, or hard, you know, and it talked about being resistant to pressure. See, as an addict, man, I didn't care nothing about pressure. Bring it on. You know what I mean? I ain't care nothing about pressure, you know, because I thought I could overcome pressure. But, man, the drug is a mean thing. Yeah, it'll break you. I don't care who you are. It done broke kings and queens. You know what I mean? So it's definitely to do something with a peon like me. You know what I mean? And so that's why I'm here. I'm here to continue this journey. I'm here to bring joy and peace to anyone I meet. There's a prayer that a sponsor told me years ago, and it talks about being of service, to all that you encounter. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you know, say that prayer. You know, ask God to make you a servant to all that you encounter. You know, from this day forward, put your mindset to be a asset to somebody. You know what I mean? And I know it's hard sometimes. That's where that word hard come in. Because, you know, if you're like me, you got your own way of thinking. You know, can't nobody tell you nothing. You know what I mean? Until God start breaking you down. And then you start listening. Then I know for me, I really start listening when he start breaking me down. You know, I've lost houses in here. You know what I mean? I wind up staying with my father one time. You know, I had to bring my father to, bring my family to my father's house. Now I own the house. See, God is turning around. You know what I mean? I remember sleeping on the couch there. You know, but so this is. Sometimes I get speechless because of the goodness. You know, I get speechless because I know the things I've been through. I'm not supposed to be here. I know it's only through His grace and His mercy, you know, that I'm standing here today. You know, I know it's only through His grace and His mercy. I mean, it's really no more I can say. You know, it's really no more I can say. If I start saying anything else, I'm gonna start lying. They don't even have to bring the 5-minute sheet up here. You know what I mean? Well done, my faithful servant. I'm going to sit down. Thank you for letting me share.